From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Zimbabwe's military said Wednesday it has seized power in a targeted assault on criminals surrounding 93-year-old President Robert Mugabe. Major General S.B. Moyo addressed the nation from the seized state broadcasting facility.
To both our people and the world beyond our borders, we wish to make it abundantly clear that this is not a military takeover of government.
He said the military was aiming to pacify a degenerating political situation that could turn violent. Mr. Mugabe has told South African President Jacob Zuma he is fine, but confined to his home. The military move followed a dispute between the commanding general and the ruling ZANU-PF party. General Constantino Chiwenga threatened to intervene to end what he called a purge of independence fighters from the government. A party statement called that treasonable conduct. John Campbell is a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations.
One of the things the Zimbabwean army has always made very clear is that the government of Zimbabwe must be conducted by those that participated in the liberation struggle.
John Campbell of the Council on Foreign Relations. President Trump is back at the White House following a 12-day, five-nation trip through Asia. And he's expressing pride in what was accomplished.
People were taking advantage, countries were taking advantage of the United States, more than just this region, but the world. And those days are over. We're going to be fair, we're going to be reciprocal. As I said in my remarks before, we will be reciprocal, meaning if they're doing it, we're doing it.
President Donald Trump speaking at the White House. This is VOA News. Thousands of Iranians spent a third night in the open after Sunday's massive 7.3 magnitude earthquake and hundreds of aftershocks that rocked both Iran and Iraq, killing more than 500 and injuring thousands more. Residents in damaged areas have complained of a lack of tents, blankets, water, and food. President Hassan Rouhani toured the city of Kermanshah and promised the government would move swiftly to help the homeless. The quake also caused death and destruction in Iraq's northern Kurdish provinces. The director of Iraq's Darbandakan Dam said the quake caused cracks, and the quake was the largest since the dam was built 55 years ago. However, he said there was no chance that the dam would collapse. A gunman carrying a semi-automatic weapon and two handguns opened fire at multiple locations in the California town of Corning, north of Sacramento, on Tuesday, killing four people before being shot by police. Philip Johnson is the assistant sheriff of Tehama County.
Right now, we have no known motive. We know of no real connection to any of the victims. Most of the victims in this case appear to be random selections.
At least 10 other people were wounded, including two children at a nearby elementary school. The largest diamond ever offered at auction went under the hammer in Geneva Tuesday for nearly $34 million, a world record of its kind. François Curiel is the Asia-Europe chairman at Christie's.
The Gunnell diamond is an extremely rare D-flawless stone of 163 carats, which is the largest D-flawless diamond we've ever sold at auction.
It was sold to an anonymous phone bidder for well above the asking price of $25 million. Australians voted overwhelmingly in favor of same-sex marriage in a national survey, paving the way for legislation to make the country the 26th nation to formalize the unions and sparking colorful celebrations on Wednesday. Thousands of people gathered in a central Sydney park, some wearing wedding dresses and sequined suits, broke into loud cheers, hugged and cried as Australia's chief statistician revealed live over a big screen that 61.6% of voters favored marriage equality, with 38.4% against. And Kenya's Supreme Court said Wednesday the nation's election commission must provide access of election returns to those challenging the results of President Uhuru Kenyatta's election victory last month. The court gave the petitioners until Thursday to file a report. I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.